Shankara Karina Prabhura Pada Sambhavana. No, that's recording.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, good.
Yeah. I have something.
All right. Is it okay?
Please.
Yeah, this is exactly 1971.
I just have to get the get it up. Kindle. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti Lila. Chapter 19. You said 71?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe someone else will start. It's going to take me a minute to get there.
Shankara Karanam Prabhur Pada Sambhavam Gumaya Padena Taiche Karan Shayam. Shankara massaged the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But while massaging, he would fall asleep and thus lie down. Udgara Andre Padiya Shankara Nijayai Prabhu Uti Apana Kanta Tahare Jatai. He would lie asleep without a covering on his body, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get up and wrap him with his own quilt. Nirantara Gumaya Shankara Shigra Chaitana Vasipada Chapi Kore Ratri Jagaran. Shankara Pandit would always fall asleep, but he would quickly awaken, sit up, and again begin massaging the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, he would stay awake the entire night. Tanra Bhaye Nadan Prabhu Bahire Yaite. Tanra Bhaye Nadan Bitye Mukabja Kasite. Out of fear of Shankara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could neither leave his room nor rub his lotus-like face against the walls. A. Lila Mahaprabhu Raghunatha Das Gauranga Stavakalpaviksha Kariyache Prakash. This pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's has been described very nicely by Raghunath Das Goswami in his book known as Gauranga Stava Kalpa Riksha. Swakiyasya Pranabhuda Sadrisha Gosh Tasya Vidaha Pralapan Umada Satatam Atikurvan Vikaladi Jadad Bito Shaspad Vadina Vidu Garshina Rudiram Shat tot tam gorango hridaya udayan mam badayati. Because of separation from his many friends in Vrindavan, who were like his own life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. His intelligence was transformed. Day and night he rubbed his moon-like face against the walls, and blood flowed from the injuries. May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with love. A. Mata Mahaprabhu Ratri Divase Prema Sindhu Magna Rohe Kabu Dube Base. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed immersed day and night in an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. Sometimes he was submerged and sometimes he floated.
Is there any meaning to that?
What's that?
Is there any significance that when he's submerged, of course you understand, he's fully immersed, and he's something he floated. That also is something, I think, significant.
In this way, she spent her arms being immersed, day and night, in the ocean of his self. Sometimes he was submerged and sometimes he floated. Is there any significance of that?
Yeah, I think it is. Submerged, of course, you can understand, he's fully, you know, fully absorbed. Floated, I feel there is a significance, but I'm not getting it.
I sense floated was to when he was submerged, he was absorbed in deep meditation in his in
remembrance of
absorption of the Lord. But at the same time, he came to relish the association of his devotees. In order to be relished association of those devotees, also. He has to float.
That means sometimes he's out of it.
In order to be conscious and aware of their presence.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
I was thinking, as you are saying that, occurred to me, that maybe because it's like an ocean of emotions, maybe it's carried away. Floated and carried away.
Well, definitely carried away.
Yeah, I thought of that also.
Okay, good. Prabhupada mentions that in one of his explanations, he says that this way when Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, he flooded the entire area with the love of Bhagavad. So many people were actually submerged in it. But people who are not into it, they are simply carried away by the ocean. The way he says it is very humorous. He doesn't say in a humorous way, but we can see this humor in that way.
Another thing also we mentioned, I think it was last night, is it's stated several times in which Chaitanya was always in three states of consciousness.
That's right, that's true. Yeah. External,
half-external. And half-external. So, floating is his half-external.
Yeah. Right, you see,
the submerged is in his internal.
Fully internal, yes.
Fully internal.
Ekakale Vishakhe Purnamasi Dine Rachikale Mahaprabhu Chalila Udhyane. One full moon night in the month of Vaishakha, April, May, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a garden. Jagannatha Balabhanam Ujjana Pradhane Pravesha Kalila Prabhu Laya Bhakta Gama. The Lord, along with his devotees, entered one of the nicest gardens called Jagannath Balabha. We tried to go there when we were in Puri, but it's all walled off. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It was right next to the parking lot they put
up, wasn't it? Buses or something like that.
Yeah.
Prapulita Briksha Vali Yena Vrindavan Shuka Shari Pika Bringa Kore Alapana. In the garden were fully blossomed trees and creepers exactly like those in Vrindavan. Bumblebees and birds like the Shuka, Shari and Pika talk with one another. Pushpaganda Laya Vahi Mala Pavan Guru Aya Taru Lataya Shikaya Nachana. A mild breeze is blowing, carrying the fragrance of aromatic flowers. The breeze had become a guru and was teaching all the trees and creepers how to dance. Purna Chandra Chandrikaya Parama Ujjwala Taru Latadi Jyotsnaya Kore Jalamala. Brightly illuminated by the full moon, the trees and creepers glittered in the light. Choi Ritu Gana Yahan Vasanta Pradhan Deki Anandita Hirat Gora Bhagavan. The six seasons, especially spring, seem present there. Seeing the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, was very happy. Lalita Lavanga Lata Pada Gayo Yaya Nitya Kori Bulan Prabhu Nitya Gana Anya Laya. In this atmosphere, the Lord had his associates sing the verse in the Nidhi Govinda, beginning with the words, Lalita Lavanga Lata, as he danced and wandered about with them. Prati Vriksha Bali Aiche Pramite Pramite Ashoke Tole Krishne Dekena Achambite. As he thus wandered around every tree and creeper, he came beneath an Ashok tree and suddenly saw Lord Krishna. Krishna Deki Mahaprabhu Daya Chalila Age Deki Hase Krishna Antardana Hoyla. When he saw Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running very swiftly, but Krishna smiled and disappeared. Age Paila Krishna Tangre Puna Haranya Bhumi Te Padila Prabhu Murchita Haya. Having gotten Krishna and then lost him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. Krishna Sri Anga Gante Vadiche Ujjani Se Ganda Paya Prabhu Hoila Et Achetani. The entire garden was filled with the scent of Lord Krishna's transcendental body. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smelled it, he fell unconscious at once. Narantara Nasaya Pashe Krishna Parimala Ganda Asfadite Prabhu Haila Pagala. But the scent of Krishna's body incessantly entered his nostrils, and the Lord became mad to relish it. Krishna Ganda Lubda Radha Sakire Ye Kahila Se Shlokapati Prabhu Arta Karila. Srimati Radharani once spoke a verse to her gopi friends, describing how she hankers for the transcendental scent of Krishna's body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that same verse and made its meaning clear. Kuranga Mada Jidvapu Pari Malormi Krishtangana Sakanga nalinastake sasi yutabja ganda prata madendu vara chandana guru sugandicha charchita semai madana mohana sakitanoti nasa spriham. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body surpasses the aroma of musk and attracts the minds of all women. The eight lotus-like parts of his body distribute the fragrance of lotuses mixed with that of camphor. His body is anointed with aromatic substances like musk, camphor, sandalwood, and aguru. Oh, my dear friend, that personality of Godhead, also known as the enchanter of Cupid, always increases the desires of my nostrils. This verse is found in the Govinda Lilamrita. Kasturi ka nilotpala tar ye parimala taha jini krishna angaganda vyape choda bhuvane kore sarva akarshine nani ganya Anki Kore Anda. The scent of Krishna's body surpasses the fragrances of musk and the bluish lotus flower. Spreading throughout the 14 worlds, it attracts everyone and makes the eyes of all women blind. Saki Hai, Krishna Ganda Jagat Matai, Nadia Nasa Te Pase, Sarva Kala Tahan Vaishe Krishna Pasha Dari Laya Yai. my dear friend, sent to Krishna's body enchants the entire world. It especially enters the nostrils of women and remains seated there. Thus it captures them and forcibly brings them to Krishna. Nature nabhi badan kala yuga chala e ashtapadma krishna ange garpur lipta kamala tar yaiche parimala se ganda ashtapadma sange. Krishna's eyes, navel and face, hands and feet are like eight lotus flowers on his body. From those eight lotuses emanates a fragrance like a mixture of camphor and lotus. That is the scent associated with his body. So that's fine.
Yeah. Hema kilita chandana tahakari garshana tahe agaru kumkuma kasturi karpura sani charcha ange pura angira ganta sange minitariena kaila churi. When sandalwood pulp is mixed with aguru, kumkuma, musk and camphor and spread on body, Krishna's body, it combines with Krishna's own original bodily perfume and seems to cover it. In another version, the last line of this verse reads, Kama Devera Mana Kaila Churi. This means the scent of all these substances mixes with the previous scent of Krishna's body and steals away the mind of Cupid. Hare Narira Tanumana Nasa Kare Gurnana Kashaya Rinivi Chutaya Keshabanda Karya Age Bauri Nachaya Jagat Nari Hena Dakatiya Krishnanga Ganda. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body is so attractive that it enchants the bodies and minds of all women. It bewilders their nostrils, loosens their belts and hair, and makes them mad women. All the women of the world come under its influence, and therefore the scent of Krishna's body is like a plunderer. Sei gandava vasa nasa sadakare gandera asa khabu phaya khabu nahi paya paive piya petaha bhare Pina pina tabu khane na paila trishnaya mari yaya. Falling completely under its influence, the nostrils yearn for it continuously. Although sometimes they obtain it, sometimes not. When they do, they drink their fill, though they still want more and more. But if they don't, out of thirst they die. Madana mohana nata Pashari Gandera Hata Jagannari Grahake Lobhaya Vinamuli Deye Ganda Gandetiya Kare Anda Ghara Yaite Patanahi Paya. The dramatic actor Madan Mohana has opened a shop of scents that attract the women of the world to be his customers. He delivers the scents freely, but they make the women all so blind, they cannot find the path returning home. Ei mata gaurahari ganda kaila mana churi bringa praya itti utti dhaya yaya vriksha lata pashe krishna spure shei ashe krishna na paya ganda matra paya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mind thus stolen by the scent of Krishna's body, ran here and there like a bumblebee. He ran to the trees and plants, hoping that Lord Krishna would appear, but instead he found only that scent. Sarupa Ramananda Gaya Prabhu Nache Shukapaya Eimate Pratah Kala Haila Sarupa Ramananda Raya Kari Nana Upaya Mahaprabhura Bhaya Spurti Kaila Vahya Purti Kaila. Both Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Raya sang to the Lord, who danced and enjoyed happiness until the morning arrived. Then the Lord's two associates devised a plan to bring him to external consciousness. Matri Bhakti Pralapana Bithi Mukha Garshana Krishna Gandhaspurtye Divya Nritya E Chari Leela Bhede Gaila E Parichede Krishna Dasa Rupa Gosani Bhritya. Thus I, Krishna Das, the servant of Sri Rupa Goswami, have sung of four divisions of the Lord's pastimes in this chapter. The Lord's devotion to His mother, His words of madness, His rubbing His face against the walls at night, and His dancing at the appearance of Lord Krishna's fragrance. Purport. Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami says that he has been able to describe these four pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami was not actually a direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami, but he followed the instruction given by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He therefore acted according to the directions of Rupa Goswami and prayed in every chapter for His mercy. Eimata Mahaprabhu Panya Chetana Snana Kari Kaila Jagannatha Darshana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus returned to external consciousness, he then bathed and went to see Lord Jagannath. Alokika Krishna Leela Divya Shakti Thara Tarkena Gochara Nahe Charita Yahara. The pastimes of Lord Krishna are uncommonly full of transcendental potency. It is a characteristic of such pastimes that they do not fall within the jurisdiction of experimental logic and arguments. E prema sada jagi yahara antare panditeha tara cheshta bhujite na pare. When transcendental love of Krishna awakens in someone's heart, even a learned scholar cannot comprehend his activities. Danyasyaschyam navah prema yasyon meelati chetasi antarvani bhir apyasya mudra shustu sudurgama. The activities and symptoms of that exalted personality in whose heart love of Godhead has awakened cannot be understood even by the most learned scholar. Purport. This verse is quoted from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.17. Alokika Prabhuvara Cheshta Pralapa Suniya Tarkana Kariha Suna Viswasa Kariya. The activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are undoubtedly uncommon, especially his talking like a madman. Therefore, one who hears these pastimes should not put forward mundane arguments. He should simply hear the pastimes with full faith. Yahara Satyatve Pramana Sri Bhagavate Chiradhara Prema Pralapa Bhramara Gitate. The evidence of the truth of these talks is found in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the section of the 10th canto known as the Bhramara Gita, the song to the bumblebee, Srimati Radharani speaks insanely in ecstatic love for Krishna. Purport. When Uddhava arrived from Mathura carrying a message for the gopis began talking about Krishna and crying. Then Srimati Radharani saw a bumblebee and began speaking to it like someone mad, thinking that the bee was a messenger of Uddhava's or was someone very dear to him and Krishna. The verses are as follows. Bhagavatam 10:47-12-21. Madhupa kithava bhando ma prashangrim sapatnyaha kucha vilurita mala kumkuma smash rubir nah vahatu madhupa patis tan maninam prasadam yadu sadasi vidambayam vidambyam yasya dutas tvam idrik. My dear bumblebee, you are a very cunning friend of Uddhava and Krishna. You are very expert in touching people's feet, but I am not going to be misled by this. You appear to have sat on the breast of one of King Krishna's friends, for I see that you have kumkuma dust on your moustache. Krishna is now engaged in flattering all these young girlfriends in Mathura. Therefore, now that he can be called a friend of the residents of Mathura, He does not need the help of the residents of Vrindavana. He has no reason to satisfy us, gopis. Since you are the messenger of such a person as he, what is the use of your presence here? Certainly Krishna would be ashamed of your presence in this assembly. How has Krishna offended the gopis so that they want to reject him from their minds? The answer is given as follows. Sakrit adhara sudham swam mohinim paya itva sumanasa iva sadhyas tatyaje asman bhavadrik paricharati katham tatpada padvam tu padma hi api bhatakrita cheta uttama sloka jalpaihi. Krishna no longer gives us the enchanting nectar at his lips. Instead, he now gives that nectar to the women of Mathura. Krishna directly attracts our minds, yet he resembles like a bumblebee like you because he gives up the association of a beautiful flower and goes to a flower that is inferior. That is the way Krishna has treated us. I do not know why the goddess of fortune continues to serve his lotus feet instead of leaving them aside. Apparently, she believes in Krishna's false words. We gopis, however, not unintelligent like Lakshmi. After hearing the bumblebee's sweet song and recognizing that the bee was singing about Krishna for her satisfaction, the gopi replied, Kim iha bahusad angre ghaisi tvam yadunam adipatin agrahanam agratho nakpunanam vijaya sakha Sakinam Gitayam Tatprasangha Kshapita Kucharajaste Kalpayam Tishtam Ishtaha. Dear Bumblebee, Lord Krishna has no residence here, but we know him as Adupati, king of the Adu dynasty. We know him very well, and therefore we are not interested in hearing any more songs about him. It will be better for you to go and sing to those who are now very dear to Krishna. Those women of Mathura have now achieved the opportunity of being embraced by him. They are his beloveds now, and therefore he has relieved the burning in their breasts. If you go there and sing your songs to those fortunate women, they will be very pleased and they will honor you. Divi Bhuvicha Rasayam Kah Shtriyastad Durapaha Kapata Ruchira Hasadhu Vijumbasya Yakshihu Charana Raja Upaste Yasya Bhutir Vayam Kha Apicha Krapana Pakshehi Uttama Sloka Shabdaha. O collector of honey, Krishna must be very sorry not to see us gopis. Surely he is afflicted by the memories of our pastimes. Therefore, he has sent you as a messenger to satisfy us. Do not speak to us. All the women in the three worlds where death is inevitable, the heavenly, middle and lower planets, are very easily available to Krishna because of his curved eyebrows are so attractive. Moreover, he is always served very faithfully by the goddess of fortune. In comparison with her, we are most insignificant. Indeed, we are nothing. Yet, although he is very cunning, Krishna is also very charitable. You may inform him that he is praised for his kindness to unfortunate persons and that he is therefore known as Uttama Shloka, one who is praised by chosen word and verses. Rishicha Sirasi Padam Vedniyaham Chatukarair Anunaya Vidushaste Abhyatetya Dhaut Chair Mukunda Sakrita Iha Vishrita Thaya Patanya Pati Anya Loka Vyasrijat Akrita Cheta Himnu Sandhyam Asmin. You are buzzing at my feet just to be forgiven for your past offenses. Kindly go away from my feet. I know that Mukunda has taught you to speak very sweet, flattering words like this and to act as his messenger. These are certainly clever tricks, my dear bumblebee, but I can understand them. This is Krishna's offense. Do not tell Krishna what I have said, although I know that you are very envious. We gopis have given up our husbands, our sons, and all the religious principles that promise better births, and now we have no business other than serving Krishna. Yet Krishna, by controlling his mind, has easily forgotten us. Therefore, don't speak of him anymore. Let us forget our relationship. Mrigayur eva kapindram vibhyate lubdha dharma sriyam akrita virupam sri jitah kama yanam balim apibalim atvasveshtat dvankshavat yas tad alam ashita sakhyair dustyajastat katartaha. When we remember the past births of Krishna, my dear Bumblebee, we are very much afraid of him. In his incarnation as Lord Ramchandra, he acted like a hunter and unjustly killed his friend Vali. Lusty Surpanaka came to satisfy Ramchandra's desires, but he was so attached to Sita Devi that he cut off Surpanaka's nose. In his incarnation, Vamana Deva, he plundered Bali Maharaj and took all his possessions, cheating him on the pretext of accepting worship from him. Vamana Deva caught Bali Maharaj exactly as one catches a crow. My dear Bumblebee, it is not very good to make friends with such a person. I know that once one begins to talk about Krishna, it is very difficult to stop, and I admit that I have insufficient strength to give up talking about him. Yet anucharita leela karna piyusha viprit sakrit adhana vidutha dvanta dharma vinashtaha sapati kriha kutumbam dinam utsrijya dina bahava iha ihanga bhikshucharyam chananti. Topics about Krishna are so powerful that they destroy the four religious principles: religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Anyone who drinks even a small drop of Krishna Katha through oral reception is freed from all material attachment and envy. Like a bird with no means of subsistence, such a person becomes a mendicant and lives by begging. Ordinary household affairs become miserable for him, and without attachment he suddenly gives up everything. Although such renunciation is quite suitable, because I am a woman, I am unable to adopt it. Vayam ritham iva jikma vyakritam shaddhadhana kulika ritham ivagnyah krishna vadhu hiranyaha dadrushur asakrit etat tan nakha sparsha tivra smara ruja upamantrin bhantyatam anyavartha. My dear messenger, I am just like a foolish bird that hears the sweet songs of the hunter, believes in them due to simplicity, and is then pierced in the heart and made to suffer all kinds of miseries. Because we believed in Krishna's words, we have suffered great pain. Indeed, the touch of Krishna's nails has injured our faces. He has caused us so much pain. Therefore, you should give up topics concerning him and talk about something else. After hearing all these statements from Srimati Radhika, the Bumblebee left and then returned. After some thought, the gopi said, Priyashaka Puradaga Prayasa Preshita Kim Varaya Kim Anurundhe Mananiyo Asime Anga Nayasi Katham Yahasman Dustyaja Dvandva Parshvam Satatam Uresi Saumya Shri with Vaduhu Shakham Aste. You are Krishna's very dear friend, and by his order you have come here again. Therefore you are worshipable for me. O best of messengers, tell me now, what is your request? What do you want? Krishna cannot give up conjugal love, and therefore I understand that you have come here to take us to him. But how will you do that? We know that many goddesses of fortune now reside at Krishna's chest, and they constantly serve Krishna better than we can. Praising the Bumblebee for its sobriety, she began to speak in great jubilation. Api bata madhu puryam Arya Pitru Adunaste Smarati Sapritri Gehan Saumya Bandhuscha Gopan Vachit Apisa Katha Na Kinkarinam Ghanite Bhujam Agur Sugandham Murdni Adasya Kadanu. Krishna is now living like a gentleman at the Gurukula in Mathura, forgetting all the gopis of Vrindavana. But does he not remember the sweet house of his father Nanda Maharaj? We are all naturally his maid servants. Does he not remember us? Does he ever speak about us? Or has he forgotten us completely? Will he ever forgive us and once again touch us with those hands fragrant with the scent of Aguru? Mahishira Gitarene Adasme Adasmera Seshe Pandite Nabhuje Tara Artha Visheshe. The songs of the queens of Dwaraka, which are mentioned at the end of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, have a very special meaning. They are not understood even by the most learned scholars. Purport. These songs of Srimad Bhagavatam are verses 15 to 24 of the 19th chapter of the 10th canto. Kurari vilapasit tvam vita nidrana seshe svapiti jagati jagati svapiti jagati ratriyam ishvaro gupta bodha vayam ivasaki kachit ghada nirbhinna cheta nalina nayana asodhara rire kshitena. All the queens incessantly thought of Krishna. After their pastimes in the water, the queens said, "O dear friend, the osprey, Krishna is now asleep, but we stay awake at night because of him. You laugh at us when you see us awake at night, but why are you not sleeping? You seem absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Have you also been pierced by Krishna's smile? His smile is very sweet. One who is pierced by such an arrow is very fortunate. Netre nimiliyasi naktham adrishta bandhus tvam roravishi karunam bhata chakravaki dasyam ghatavayam ivachita pada jushtam kimvam shujam sprahayase kavarena godhum. O Chakravaki, you keep your eyes wide open at night because you cannot see your friend. Indeed, you are suffering very much. Is it because of compassion that you are crying? Or are you trying to capture Krishna by remembering him? Having been touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, all the queens are very happy. Are you crying to wear Krishna's garland on your head? Please answer these questions clearly, O Chakravaki, so that we can understand. Bho bho sadha nishtanase udana alabdha nidro atigata rajagara kimba mukunda pahritatma lanchana praptham dasam tvam chagato duratyayam. O ocean, you have no opportunity to sleep quietly at night. Instead, you are always awake and crying. You have received this benediction and your heart is broken just like ours. Mukunda's business with us is simply to smear our marks of kumkuma. O ocean, you suffer as much as we. Tvam ekshmana balavatasi grihita indo kshinastamona nija didi tibih kshinosi kachin mukunda gaditani yata vayam tvam vismrityavu stagita gir upalakshasetna. O moon, you appear to be suffering from a severe fever, perhaps tuberculosis. Indeed, your effulgence does not have the strength to destroy the darkness. Have you become mad after hearing the songs of Krishna? Is that why you are silent? Seeing your suffering, we feel that you are one of us. Kim tvacharitam asmabir malayanilate apriyam govinda phanga nirbhinne hridirayasi nakhsmaran. O Malayan priest, kindly tell us what wrong we have done to you. Why do you fan the flames of desire in our hearts? We have been pierced by the arrow of Govinda's glance, for he is perfect in the art of awakening the influence of Cupid. Megha shivam stvam asiddhi dayito yadhan yadavyandrasya nunam srivatsankam vayam iva bhavan jayati prema baddha ati utkhantah asvala hridaya hridayo asmadvido bhashpadhara smritva smritva vijrisimuho dukkhadas tat prasangaha. Dear cloud, O friend of Krishna's, are you thinking of the Srivatsa symbol on Krishna's chest? Like us queens engaged in loving affairs with him, are you absorbed in meditation, remembering the association of Krishna, and thus you shed tears of misery? Priyarava padani vashashe mritha sanjivika yanyaya ghira karavani kim adhyate priyam vadame valgita kanta kokila. Dear cuckoo, you possess a very sweet voice and you are very expert in imitating others. You could recite even a dead body, you could excite even a dead body with your voice. Therefore, tell the queens that good behavior is their proper duty. Na chalasi navadesi udhara buddhe kshitidhara chintayase mahantam artam apipata vasudeva nandanam grim vayam iva kamayase staner vidhartum. O magnanimous mountain, you are very grave and sober, absorbed in the thoughts of doing something very great. Like us, you have vowed to keep within your heart the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Sushya dridaha karasita vatasindu patnya samprati apasta kamalashya ishtabhartuhu yadvat vayam madupateh pranayavalaukam apraapya mushta hridayah puru karshita asma. O rivers, wives of the ocean, we see that the ocean does not give you happiness. Thus you have almost dried up and you no longer bear beautiful lotuses. The lotuses have become skinny and even in the sunshine they are devoid of all pleasure. Similarly, the hearts of us poor queens are all dried up and our bodies are skinny because we are now devoid of the loving affairs with Madhupati. Are you, like us, dry and without beauty because you are devoid of Krishna's loving glance? Hamsa svagatam astatam pibapayo brukhi anga saurek katam dutam tvam nu vidhama kachit ajitasvasti asta uktam pura kimvanaschala saudrida smarati tam kasmat bhajamo vayam Chaudhra lapya lapaya kamadham shriyam ruthe saivaika nishtastriyam. O Swan, you have come here so happily. Let us welcome you. We understand that you are always Krishna's messenger. Now, while you drink this milk, tell us what his message is. Has Krishna said something about us to you? May we inquire from you whether Krishna is happy? We want to know, does he remember us? We know that the goddess of fortune is serving him alone. We are simply maid servants. How can we worship him who speaks sweet words but never fulfills our desires? Mahaprabhu Nityananda Dhonara Dasera Dasa Yare Kripa Karena Tara Haya Ite Vishwasa. If one becomes a servant of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and is favored by them, he can believe in all these discourses. Shaddhakari suna iha sunite mahashuka khandive adhyatmikavadi patarkhadi duhka just try to hear these topics with faith, for there is great pleasure even in hearing them. That hearing will destroy all miseries pertaining to the body, mind and other living entities, and the unhappiness of false arguments as well.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Nutana Shunate Shunate Shudaya Hidaya Shavana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is ever increasingly fresh. For one who hears it again and again, the heart and ear become pacified. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pari Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das. Praying the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunatha. Always desiring your mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in your footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hanti Leela, 19th chapter, describing the Lord's devotion to his mother, his mad speeches in separation from Krishna, his rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambhira, and his dancing in the Jagannath Hall of the garden. Success. Prayers. Following summary of the 20th chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his nights tasting the meaning of the Sikshastika prayers in the company of Sri Uttamadha Goswami and Ramananda Raya. Sometimes he recited verses from Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Sri Ramananda Roy's Jagannath Vallabhadantika, or from Sri Bilvamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. In this way, he became absorbed in ecstatic emotions. For the 12 years Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at Jagannath Puri, he relished the taste of reciting such transcendental verses. Altogether, the Lord was present in this mortal world for 48 years. After hinting about the Lord's disappearance, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a short description of the entire Antya Leela and then ends his book. Premod Bhavita Arshishyod Vega Dainyarti Nishitam Lapitam Gorachandrasya Bhagyavadir, Bhagyavadir Nishevyate. Only the most fortunate will relish the mad words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were mixed with jubilation, envy, agitation, submissiveness, and grief, all produced by ecstatic loving emotions. Jai Jai Gaur Chandra Jai Nityananda Jai Amrita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ai Mata Mahaprabhu Vaise Nilachale Rajani Divase Krishna Virahe Vivale. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri Nilachala, he was continuously overwhelmed, night and day, by separation from Krishna. Swarupa Ramananda Edui Janasani Ratri Dine Rasa Gita Shloka Asvadani. Day and night he tasted transcendental blissful songs and verses with two associates, namely Sukhdamadra Goswami and Ramananda Roy. Nana Bhava Ute Prabhura Harsha Shokarosha Danyo Dvega Arti Utkanta Santosha. He relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions, such as jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness, and satisfaction. Si, si, Bhave Nija Shloka Pandiya. Shlokera Arta Asvadaye Dui Bhandalaya. He would recite his own verses expressing their meanings and emotions and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. own verses. They were on his own composition.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, but...
Was that being the Amrita Maharshi?
So he recited his own verses.
I know, but I thought the only verses he put in writing were Shikshastaka.
Maybe there's more.
This is Shikshastaka.
Right.
That's right. This is Shikshastaka. Shoo. Boy. A little slow here tonight. He would recite his own verses expressing their meanings and emotions and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. Kona dina kone bhavi shloka patana se shloka asvadite ratsi jagarana. Sometimes the Lord would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night reciting related verses and relishing their taste. Well, it seems to imply it's more than just Shikshastra. But anyways, I'm just going to keep on reading because Kaviraj Goswami may answer my question. Ashe Prabhu Kahina Shuna Swarupa Ramaraya Nama Sankirtan Kalal Parama Upaya. In great jubilation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Swarupa Ramadan and Ramananda Roy, know from me that chanting the holy names is the most feasible means of salvation in this age of Kali. Sankirtana Yagya Kala Krishna Aradhana Seitai Sumedha Paya Krishnera Charana. In this age of Kali, the process of worshipping Krishna is to perform sacrifice by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who does so is certainly very intelligent and he attains shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Further information, one may refer to Adi Lila, chapter 3, text 77-78. Krishna, Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sankopangarsha Parshadam, Yungyai Sankirtana Prayai, Yajanti Hisuvedasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport, this verse is spoken by Saint Karabhajan in Srimad Bhagavatam. For further information, see Adi Lila, chapter 3, text 52. Nama Sankirtana Vaite Sarvanatha Nasha Sarva Subhodaya Krishna Premira Ulasa. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be free from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. All good fortune, I guess, seems to be equal to becoming free from all undesirable habits. Of course, it's not everything, but seems to one can be free from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. Chaito Dapana Majanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairaiva Chandrika Tavitaranam Vijavaru Jivanam Anandam Budivaranam Pratipatam Panamasvitaranam Panamitasvaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Nichayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. This is the first verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastaka. The other seven verses are found in texts 16, 21, 29, 32, 36, 39, and 47. Sankirtana haite papa samsara nasana chitta shuddhi sarva bhakti sarana udgama. By performing congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, one can destroy the sinful condition of material existence, purify the unclean heart, and awaken all varieties of devotional service. Is this Kaviraj Goswami speaking? Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. There's no quotes.
That's right.
Krishna Premodgana, Premamrita Aswadana, Krishna Prapti Sevamrita, Samojay Majana. The result of chanting is that one awakens his love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna and engages in his devotional service as if immersing himself in a great ocean of love. Utila Vishada Danya, Pare Apana Shloka, Yahara Atasuni, Yava, Sabha Yaya Dukha Shoka. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his own verses. By hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasarva Saktish Chapita Niyamata Swaranena Kala Etanushitava Pipa Bhagavan Mamapi Dridayavam Indrishami Hajani Nanuraga. My Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, in your holy name there is all good fortune for the living entity, and therefore you have many names, such as Krishna and Govinda, by which you expand yourself. You have invested all your potencies in those names, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by liberally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting. Aneka lokera vansha aneka prakara kripate kalila aneka namera prachara. Because people vary in their desires, you have distributed various holy names by your mercy. Kaite shuite yata tata namalaya kaladesha niyamanahi sabasidihaya. Regardless of time or place, one who chants the holy name even while eating or sleeping attains all perfection. Sava Shakti Nami Dila Kariya Vibhaga Amara Durdaiva Nami Nahin Anuraga. You have invested your full potencies in each individual holy name, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attachment for chanting your holy names. Ye rupe la ile nama prema upajaya tahara lakshana shudna swarupa ramaraya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. Shadada Pisa Nichena Torodi Vasihishana Amanina Manadina Kirtanya Sadahari. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Uttamahana Apanake Mani Trinadhamma Dui Prakari Sahishnuta Duta Kari Vikshasama. These are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Although he is very exalted, he he thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground, and like a tree, he tolerates everything in two ways. Viksha yena kati leha kichuna bolaya shukana maleha kare pani namagaya. When a tree is cut down, does not protest, even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. Yei magai tare deya apanadana ghama vishti sahi anira kare rakshana. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers, and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. Uttamahaya Vaishnavahave Niravimana Jive Samana Dive Jani Krishna Adhishtana. Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna. Ei mata haina ye Krishna nama laya Shri Krishna charani tana prema upajaya. If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. So this is Lord Chaitanya speaking. These verses.
Yes.
Yes. Previously those verses didn't have quotes. So it was Kaviraj Goswami.
Okay,
that's my explanation.
You want to read? We're on 26 or 27?
26.
E matta hayaye Krishna nama loy Sri Krishna charane tanra prema upa joy. If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. Kohite kohite prabhu danya badila Shuddha bhakti Krishna tai majite lagila. As Lord Chaitanya spoke in this way, his humility increased, and he began praying to Krishna that he could discharge pure devotional service. Premer Swabhava Yahan Premer Sambandha Seimani Krishna Mura Nahi Prema Ganda. Wherever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, its natural symptom is that the devotee does not think himself a devotee. Instead, he always thinks that he has not even a drop of love for Krishna. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur comments that persons who are actually very poor because they possess not even a drop of love of Godhead or pure devotional service falsely advertise themselves as great devotees, although they cannot at any time relish the transcendental bliss of devotional service. A class of so-called devotees known as Prakriti Sahajiyas sometimes display devotional symptoms to exhibit their good fortune. They are pretending, however, because these devotional features are only external. The Prakriti Sahajiyas exhibit these symptoms to advertise a so-called advancement in love of Krishna. But instead of praising the Prakriti Sahajiyas for their symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, pure devotees do not like to associate with them. It is not advisable to equate the Prakriti Sahajiyas with pure devotees. When one is actually advanced in ecstatic love of Krishna, he does not try to advertise himself. Instead, he endeavors more and more to render service to the Lord. The Prakriti Sahajiyas sometimes criticize pure devotees by calling them philosophers, learned scholars, knowers of the truth, or minute observers, but not devotees. On the other hand, they depict themselves as the most advanced, transcendentally blissful devotees, deeply absorbed in devotional service and mad to taste transcendental mellows. They also describe themselves as the most advanced devotees in spontaneous love, as knowers of transcendental mellows, as the topmost devotees in conjugal love of Krishna, and so on. Not actually knowing the transcendental nature of love of God, they accept their material emotions to be indicative of advancement. In this way, they pollute the process of devotional service. To try to become writers of Vaishnava literature, they introduce their material conceptions of life into pure devotional service. Because of their material conceptions, they advertise themselves as knowers of transcendental mellows, but they do not understand the transcendental nature of devotional service. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad puktir ahoi duki twai. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruit of activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. Dana jana nahi magan kavita sundari shuddha bhakti deha more Krishna kripa kori. My dear Lord Krishna, I do not want material wealth from you, nor do I want followers, a beautiful wife, the results of fruitive activities. I only pray that by your causeless mercy, you give me pure devotional service to you, life after life. Ati danye punamagi dasha bhakti dan apanare kori samsari jiva abhiman. In great humility, considering himself a conditioned soul of the material world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again expressed his desire to be endowed with service to the Lord. I nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stitta dhuli sadrasam vichintaya. O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant, but because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nescience. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Tomara nitya dasa mui toma pasariya pariyachon bhavarnave maya bada hoya. I am your eternal servant, but I have forgot your lordship. Now I have fallen into the ocean of nescience and have been conditioned by the external energy. Kripa kori kora more para duli samo tomar sevaka karun tomar sevana. Be causelessly merciful to me by giving me a place with the particles of dust at your lotus feet, so that I may engage in the service of your lordship as your eternal servant. Puna ati utkanta danya hoila udgama Krishna tai mage prema nama sankirtana. Natural humility and eagerness then awoke in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He prayed to Krishna to be able to chant the Mahamantra in ecstatic love. Nayanam galadashru dalaya vadanam gadgada rudaya gira pulakar nichitam vipukada tavam nama grahane bhavishyati. My dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant your holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs of my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Premadana vina vyarta darija jivan dasa kori vetan more deha premadana. Without love of Godhead, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of God. Rasantara veshe horla viyoga spuram udvega vishada danye kore palapan. Separation from Krishna woke various mellows of distress, lamentation, and humility. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a crazy man. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravrashayatam shunyayatam jagatsarvam govinda virahena me. My Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. Udvege divasa nayaya chana hoila yuga sama varsara mega praya ashru vajise nayana. In my agitation, the day never ends, for every moment seems like a millennium. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in the rainy season. Govinda virahe shunya hoila tribhuvana tusha nale pode yena na yaya jivana. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in a slow fire. Krishna udasina hoila kurite padikshan saki sabha kohe Krishna kara upekshana. Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love, and my friends say, better to disregard him. Ete ka chintite rata nirmala hridoy svabhavika prema svabhava kalila udoy. While Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. Irsya utkanta danya prodi vinay eta bhava eka tai karila udoy. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, and supplication all became manifest at once. Eta bhava radha mana astira haila saki gana age proti shloka ye padila. In that mood, the mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friends. Se bhave prabhu se shloka uchcharila shloka uchcharite ta rupa apane hoiva. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radharani. Ashli Shava Padaratam Panashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Karutu Va Yata Tatava Vidadatu Lampato Matprananatas Tu Sevana Padaha. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a devotee, after all, and can do whatever he likes, but still he alone, and no one else, is the worshipable Lord of my heart. Ami Krishna Padadasi Tenho Rasa Sukarasi Alingiya Kore Atmasat Kiva na deya darashana janina mora tanumana tabu tenho mora prana na. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life. Would you like to read?
Yeah. Saki he suna mora manira nischaya kiba anuraga kare kiba dukkha diya mare mora pranishvara krishna anya naya. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions. whether he shows me affection or kiss me by giving me unhappiness. Chadi anya narigana mora vasa tanumana mora sobhagya prakatakariya tasabari deya pida amasane kari krida se narigani dukkhanya. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, mind and body, by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Kiba teno lampata sata drashta sakapata anya nari gana kari sata mora dite manah pida mora age kari krida thavu teno mora prana natha. Or, since after all he is a very cunning, obstinate debauchee with the propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give me distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the lord of my life. Nagani apana dukkha sarivanchi tandra sukha amara tattariya mora yadi dhiya dukkha tandra haila maha sukha se dukkha mora sukha varya. I do not mind personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy, and for that purpose he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that happiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like the Prakrata Sahajiyas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of fruity workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. Ya narire vancha Krishna tara rupe satrishna tara na paya haya dukhi mui tara paya pani laya ena laya yana date dari krida karana tandri karun sukhi. If Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other woman, wants to enjoy with her, but is unhappy because he cannot get her, I fall down at her feet, catch her hand and bring her to Krishna to engage her for his happiness. Kanta Krishna kare rosha, Krishna paye santosha, dukkha paya tadana bhatsane, yata yogya kare mana, Krishna tati, tati sukha pana, chade mana alpasadane. When a beloved gopi shows symptoms of anger toward Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, he is extremely pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then she gives up her pride with a little endeavor. Sei nari jyam kene Krishna marma vyata jane tabu Krishna kare ghada rosha Nijasuke mane kaja, paduka tara shire vaja, Krishnera matra chahiye santosha. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy, but who still shows her deep anger toward him? She is interested in her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck on the head with a thunderbolt, for we simply want the happiness of Krishna. Purport. A devotee who is satisfied only with his own sense gratification certainly falls down from the service of Krishna. Being attracted to material happiness, he later joins the Prakrita Sahajiyas, who are considered to be non-devotees. Ei gopi mora khare dveshe, krishnara khare santoshe, krishna yare khare abhilasha, mui thara gare yana, tari sevon dasi haya, thabi mora shukhela ullasa. If a gopi envious of me satisfies Krishna and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to her house and become her maid servant, for then my happiness will be awakening. Kushti viprera ramani, pativrata shiromani, patilagi kaila vishyara seva, stambira suryera gati, jiyayina mrithapati, tushtakaila mukchatina deva. The wife of a Brahmana suffering from leprosy manifested herself as the topmost of all chaste women by serving a prostitute to satisfy her husband. She thus stopped the movement of the sun, brought her dead husband back to life, and satisfied the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Purport. The Aditya Purana, Markandeya Purana and Padma Purana tell about a Brahmana who was suffering from leprosy but had a very chaste and faithful wife. He desired to enjoy the company of a prostitute, and therefore his wife went to her and became her maidservant just to draw her attention for his service. And the prostitute agreed to associate with him. The wife brought her the leprotic husband. When that leper, the sinful son of a Brahmana, saw the chastity of his wife, he finally abandoned his sinful intentions. While coming home, however, he touched the body of a Markandeya Rishi, who thus cursed him to die at sunrise. Because of her chastity, the woman was very powerful. Therefore, when she heard about the curse, she vowed to stop the sunrise. Because of her strong determination to serve her husband, the three deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, were very happy and they gave her the benediction that her husband would be cured and brought back to life. This example is given herein to emphasize that a devotee should engage himself exclusively for the satisfaction of Krishna without personal motives. That will make his life successful. Krishna mora jivana, Krishna mora pranadhana, Krishna mora pranera parana. Hridaya upare dharon, sevakari sukhi karon, ei mora sadha rahe dhyana. Krishna is my life and soul. Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep him always in my heart and try to please him by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. Mora sukha sevane krishnera sukha sangame ata yeva deha dena dana. Krishna mori kantakari kahi mora praneswari mora haya dasi abhimana. My happiness is in the service of Krishna, and Krishna's happiness is in union with me. For this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself his maid servant. Kanta seva sukapura sangamahaite sumadhura tate sakshi lakshmi takurani narayana hridisthiti tavupada sevaya mati sevakare dhasi abhimani. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this, for although she constantly lives in the heart of Narayana, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. She therefore considers herself a maid servant and serves him constantly. E Radhara Vachana Visuddha Prema Lakshana Aswadayi Shri Gaura Raya Bhavi Mana Nahi Stira Satyike Vyapya Sharira Manadeha Dharana Nayaya. These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that ecstatic love, his mind was unsteady. transformations of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, but he could not sustain his body and mind. Rajere Vishuddha Prema Yena Jambu Nadahema Atma Sukhere Yahoon Nahi Ganda She Prema Janate Loke Prabhu Kaila Eish Loke Pade Kaila Artera Nirbhanda. The pure devotional service in Vrindavana is like the golden particles in the river Jambu. In Vrindavana, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and explained its meaning. Purport. The verse referred to here is text 47, the 8th verse of the Shikshashtaka.
So that 8th verse is to advertise
the
pure love.
In this material world, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the last verse of Shikshashtaka.
And especially in Vrindavan, there's not a trace of personal sense gratification.
I think that is the emphasis here.
It is to advertise such pure love, referring to such as, especially in Vrindavan, there's not a trace of personal sense gratification.
Glories of the sense of Vrindavan.
But it seems to have also emphasized pure love in the mood of the gopis. Srimati Radharani.
But interesting though. Srimati Radharani quotes Lakshmi.
Yeah. Good point.
She stays in the heart.
There must be some explanation for that. That was the previous verse? No.
Yeah, that is the previous verse, I think. Yeah.
Service to my lover.
Yeah.
Service to my lover is the home of happiness and more sweet and direct union with me. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this, although she constantly lives in the heart of the right. She wants to render service to his lover's feet. She therefore considers himself made servant to serve him constantly.
And the next one says, these are the statements by Srimati Radharani. Very interesting. Yeah. Ei Mata Mahaprabhu Bhava Sishtahana Pralapa Karila Tattat Sloka Padiya. Thus overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. Purve ashta sloka kari loke shiksha dila, se ashta slokera artha apane asva dila. The Lord had formerly composed these 8 verses to teach people in general. Now he personally tasted the meaning of these verses, which are called the Shikshashtaka. Prabhura Sikshashtaka Sloki Ei Padeshune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bhade Dine Dine. If anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increase day by day. Yadhyapiha Prabhu Koti Samudra Gambira Nana Bhava Chandrodaye Ayena Astira. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as deep and grave as millions of oceans, when the moon of his various emotions rises, he becomes restless. Yei sloka jayadeva bhagavate rayera natake yei ara karnamritte sei sei bhava sloki kariya patane sei sei bhaveshe karena asvadane. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the verses of Jayadeva's Gita Govinda, of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Ramananda Roy's drama, Jagannatha Vallabha Nataka, and of Villamangala Thakura's Krishna Karnamrita, he was overwhelmed by the various ecstatic emotions of these verses. Thus he tasted their purports. Dvadasa Vatsara Aiche Dasa Ratri Dine Krishna Rasa Aswadene Dvi Bhandu Shane. For 12 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in that state day and night. With his two friends, he tested the meaning of those verses, which consist of nothing but the transcendental bliss and mellows of Krishna consciousness. Sei savalila rasa apane ananta sahasra vadane varni nahi pana anta. Even Anantadeva, who has thousands of faces, could not reach the end of describing the transcendental bliss of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Jiva kshudra, kshudra buddhi kon taha pale varnite, tara eka kana sparshi apana sudite. How then could an ordinary living being with very little intelligence describe such pastimes? Nevertheless, I am trying to touch but a particle of them just to rectify myself. Yata cheshta yata pralapa nahi paravara paravara sesava varnite grantahaya suvistara. There is no limit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities and his words of madness. Therefore, describing them all would greatly increase the size of this book. Vrindavan dasa prathama e leela varnila sesava leela rahami sutra matra karila. Kaila. Whatever pastimes Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has first described, I have merely summarized. Tandra tekta asvasa sankshepe kahila lilara bahulye granta tatapi bhadila. I have only very briefly described the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Nevertheless, because those transcendental pastimes are so numerous, the size of this book has increased. Atayeva sei sava leela na pari varni bhale samapti karilun leela ke kari namaskare. It is impossible to describe all the pastimes elaborately. I shall therefore end this description and offer them my respectful obeisances. Ye kichu karilun ए दिग्दर्शन ए अनुसारे हावे तार आस्वादन. What I have described gives merely an indication, but by following this indication, one may obtain a taste of all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. प्रभुर गंभीर लीला ना पारी भुजिते बुद्धि प्रवेश नाहि ताते ना पारी वर्णिते. I cannot understand the very deep, meaningful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence cannot penetrate them, and therefore I could not properly describe them. Sabastotra Vaishnavera Vandiya Charana Chaitanya Charita Varnana Kahilon Samapana. After offering my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of all my Vaishnava readers, I shall therefore end this description of the characteristic of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Akasha ananta tati yaiche pakshigana yara yata shakti tatakare arohana. The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities. Aiche Mahaprabhura lela nahi orapara jivahaya kabe samyak pare varni bhara. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all? Yavat buddhira gati tateka varnilon samudrera madhyayena eka kala chunilon. I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean. Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavana Dasa Chaitanya Leelaya Teno Hayena Adi Vyasa. Vrindavana Thakur is the Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that all writers after Vrindavan Das Thakura, who are pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who have tried to describe the Lord's activities ought to be considered like Vyasa. So that Vrindavandas Thakur is the original Vyasadeva in describing Chaitanya Leela, and all others who follow in his footsteps by describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are also to be called Vyasadeva. The bona fide spiritual master is called Vyasa because he is a representative of Vyasa. Worshipping the birthday of such a spiritual master is called Vyasa Puja. Tandra Age Yadyapi Sabha Leela Bhandara Tatapi Alpa Varniya Chadilena Ara. Although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described but a small portion. Yekichu Varnilon Seha Sankshepa Kariya Likitena Parena Tabu Rakiyachena Likhiya. What I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur. But although he could not describe this pastime, he gave us a synopsis. Chaitanya Mangale Tenu Likiyache Stani Stani Se Vachana Suna Se Parama Pramani. In his book called Chaitanya Mangala or Chaitanya Bhagavata, he has described these pastimes in many places. I request my readers to hear that book, for that is the best evidence. Sankshepe kahilun vistara na yaya kathane vistariya veda vyasa kariba varnane. I have described the pastimes very briefly, for it is impossible for me to describe them in full. In the future, however, Vyasadeva will describe them elaborately. There is a message here. In future.
In the future. It's referenced many places.
Oh, yeah.
Many places it's said that in the future that these pastimes will be expanded upon. I'm just, I guess we're going to have to, at least I may have to come back.
Yeah, another 9,500 years are there, so. Chaitanya Mangali Iha Likiya Chestani Stani Satya Kahena Age Vyasa Kariva Varnane. In the Chaitanya Mangala, Sri Vrindavandas Thakur has stated in many places the factual truth that in the future Vyasadeva will describe the Lord's pastimes elaborately. Purport. The statement.
Many places, yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Chaitanya Bhagavat because I probably read Chaitanya Bhagavat more than Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've never seen so many references.
Is it okay? I need to take this off.
Go ahead.
So, the purport, the statement Age Vyasa Kariva Varnani is similar to a text in the Chaitanya Bhagavata Adi Khanda, first chapter, text 118, in which Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Sesha Khanda Chaitanyera Ananta Vilasa Vistariya Varnite Achena Veda Vyasa. The unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be described by Vyasadeva in the future. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that these statements indicate that in the future, other representatives of Vyasadeva will elaborately describe Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. The purport is that any pure devotee in the disciplic succession who describes the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is confirmed to be a representative of Vyasadeva.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's nice. Described by Srila Vyasa's Shiva Bhaktas, as that these statements indicate in the future. Other representatives of Vyasa will never describe Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. The purport is that any of you who avoid a disciplic succession describes pastimes of Sri Chaitanya, confirmed to be a representative of Vyasa. So it seems like this elaboration is already going on.
That is the golden age.
Isn't it?
Potential for.
Is that what Prabhupada seems to be indicating? That the fact that Mahaprabhu's glories are being spread all over the world, his pastimes are being repeated, expanded upon by by the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their talks are being recorded and for future generations. Seems like this is all, I mean, not all of it, but those which are presented in authorized way are actually fulfilling these statements of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Kaviraj Goswami, that Vyasadeva is expanding on these pastimes. Except expanding on pastimes, I don't know, maybe could you make a comment on that point? Maharaj, what does it mean to expand on the pastimes? Because it's saying that these pastimes were not described in full, and they will, in the future they will be elaborated on. So, but yet we should understand that for them to be elaborated on,
I always wondered about it. Like someone in the future is going to come out with, you know.
Because Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur, I mean, they all relied on Katachas. Murari Gupta, Raghunath Das Goswami.
Well, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, as we read some days ago, that there are many notebooks that were lost, and that there would be a great contribution to human society if they're ever found again.
So maybe that's indicating that they'll be found?
That would be great. I think it doesn't matter if you come back again.
it's all very mystical.
Chaitanya Leelamrita Sindhu Dugdhapti Samana Trishnanurupa Jari Bhari Teno Khaila Pana. The ocean of nectarian pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of milk. According to his thirst, Vrindavan Thakur filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean. Tandra Jhari Seshamrita Kichu Mora Dila Tateka Bharila Peta Trishna Mora Gela. Trishna Mora Gela. Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavan Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. Ami Ati Kshutra Jiva Pakshi Rangatuni Se Aichi Trishnaya Piye Samudrera Pani Taiche Ami Yeka Kana Chunilun Dilara E Dishtante Janiha Prabhura Dilara Vistara. I am very insignificant living being, like a small red-beaked bird. Just as such a bird drinks the water of the sea to quench its thirst, so I have touched only a drop of the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. From this example, you may all understand how expansive are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ami vikyeha mithya kari anumana amara sarira kashta puthani samana. I infer that I have written is a false understanding. Such humility. For my body is like a
wooden doll. I was just thinking how wonderful it would be to come in association with someone like of this stature. It's like such humility. I can imagine what it was like for the associates of Mahaprabhu and for the immediate generation afterwards. He's so like, humble, so pure.
He's written what's considered by Gaudiya Vaishnavas to be the pinnacle of Vaishnava literature, yet he's always saying, read Vrindavan Das Thakur.
Yeah,
I haven't done anything.
But at least with Prabhupada's grace, we are able to get some idea about how things were those days.
Prabhupada was of the same womb?
Yeah.
Yes. Prabhupada was definitely of that same womb.
Yeah. He said actually, in conversation he said, I'm actually trying to be a servant of, are you Brahma or something like that? They asked him some question. He said, no. I am the lowest, I am actually a servant, not even the lowest, I am actually a servant of man. Vridha jaratura ami andha badira hastahale mano buddhi nahe mora sthira. I am old and troubled by invalidity. I am almost blind and deaf. My hands tremble and my mind and intelligence are unsteady. Nana roga krista chalite vasite na pari, pancha roga pira vyakula ratri dine mari. I am infected with so many diseases that I can neither properly walk nor properly sit. Indeed, I am always exhausted by five kinds of diseases. I may die at any time of the day or night. Purve grante iha kari achi nivedana tatapi likhiye. Suna ihara karana. I have previously given an account of my inabilities. Please hear the reason why I nevertheless still write.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I was just thinking it's still 20 minutes left in the book.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's 7:23 now.
It's 25 after. Mm-hmm.
So,
add a bookmark at 96.
97, 95 we finish it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we'll hear how he writes, what's pushing his pen, so to speak.
Yeah.